Blog Talk Radio.
If you ask me, I'm ready.
He's telling me he just turned 30, having dreams of being single forever. He's getting worried and I'm scared too, cause I'm in the same boat. The women are rare too, none of them came close. Me, I haven't changed much, you know how I play it. Better safe than sorry, instead of searching for substance at every single party. Baby, being part of this life, I feel like I'm bound to end up with somebody that's been with everybody. I need you to rescue me from my destiny. I'm trying to live right and give you whatever's left of me. You know life is what we make it, and a chance is like a picture. It'd be nice if you just take it, but let me take it for you. I'm just down a ride, we can roll around the city till you finally decide. I got more than a thing for you, tattoo and ink for you. Right over my heart, girl, I do the unthinkable.
Ladies, hello. It is Thursday night, but now
people that hang with us, y'all know this is our Friday night. We got to rock y'all on to the weekend. So we are so grateful that you all decided to hang out with us tonight. So let me just welcome, whether you're from Facebook, MySpace, Blogger, Tumblr, Twitter, Scout, Tag, wherever you may be hanging out from, we want to welcome you. We want to welcome all our international listeners, callers, and chat boarders. Also, all of our American friends, all our United States friends, okay, who tune into this show every Monday night at 8:30 and every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, we can't leave out our East, our West Coast folks, and our Central Time folks. We want to welcome them as well. So y'all know what the deal is. It's Thursday night. It's Ladies Tell All, and me and Miss Jenna, we got another hot topic for y'all. But before I even get to the topic, let me just sort of bring in my partner, because I know she's doing her thing. And then we're going to explain, I'm going to sort of explain what I'm doing so you all sort of can know where, like, where's Miss Cassie? She's not on the profile page. So with that being said, Miss Jenna, what's up, girl? Are you in the house, partner?
Well, what's going on, Miss Cassie? I'm in here. It's Friday.
She said, I'm in here. Miss Jenna is in the house. How you doing, Miss Jenna?
I'm doing great, Miss Cassie. How you doing?
And you know what, Miss Jenna? I'm doing a whole lot better because I finished tomorrow taking that last antibody. I'm so glad to not be taking those horse pills.
I can understand that. I know that feeling.
Those are horse pills. That's what they are. They horse pills. And trust me, I don't mind taking medicine if I have to take it. Mm-hmm. But when it's those horse pills, they make you think sort of twice. But anyway, yeah, I hear Miss Jenna she's ready. Okay, this is our Friday night. You heard her say Friday, okay? All right, now this is what's going on. Normally, lately, we've been doing the, you know, Facebook Live from my profile page, Cassie Ganey 2. Well, I just happened to find out that I got Facebook Live on Miss Cassie's page, okay? So I decided, why not just broadcast on that page, okay? It is the show page, so why not just broadcast from that page? And what I've done, I've actually shared the broadcast to my Cassie Ganey 2 page, okay? So, you know, for the ones that are watching this, you can watch it from there, or you can come on over here and watch it, okay? And just click on the name. It ain't that hard. Just click Miss Cassie. Hopefully, it's all over. Just click on that. It'll take you to it, and you'll see the broadcast. So you can do it that way, or you can hang out on the regular page. But that's what we're doing tonight. And trust me, I hope y'all week has been wonderful, because we're at the end. But once again, now Miss Jenna brought y'all a mind-blowing, slamming topic on Monday night. Well, we got another one, okay? Now, I don't know how y'all feel about this, but I'm going to put the number out there because I want y'all to call in. Don't be scared. Call in and let us hear your opinions, your thoughts. It ain't that hard. It ain't that hard, okay? Now, I'm actually going to give you some information so you can call into the show if you want to and hang out with us and just discuss this topic. Or if you feel like putting some comments in under the broadcast, feel free to do it. I'll make sure I try to respond back to you. If you do it from the other page, I'll make sure I try to respond back to you some kind of way. One way or the other, we're going to get it, okay? So either my girl Miss Jenna going to be doing something, we're going to make sure we get it in, okay? Now, the topic for tonight's show, and I hope y'all ready, okay? That's why Miss Jenna played the song. So I hope y'all ready. That's all I got to say. I hope you got your drink, smoothie, whatever it might be, or that you need, I hope you have it, okay? All right, here is the topic for our show tonight. What's wrong but having multiple sex partners. Okay. What's wrong with having multiple sex partners? Being it is rampant, and it's like, it ain't even the new norm, it's just the norm, I think. But it didn't just start happening. That has been happening since time. So we want to know how y'all feel about it. But first of all, I want to know what my girl feel about it first. Miss Jenna, how you feel about that?
Miss Cassie, you know, that's a real, real hot topic right there. And, you know, with the, you know, back in the day, everybody thought that was kind of like a cool thing to do. You know how they, you have to have the swinging parties and doing this and doing that,
mm-hmm.
and feeling like things are open. And now it's, everybody's trying to be a little more exclusive. But, you know, doing the polls through the CDC, the HIV rate is basically down in Atlanta almost 85%.
Oh, it's like that.
So, if you're taking a listen to, you know, and looking at the statistics for other places, you know, having multiple sex partners, I don't think that's cool. Some people
uh-huh.
may enjoy it, but some people may enjoy it, you know, especially men who always want to try a threesome. Nowadays, sometimes you got to kind of like rethink things and try to look at, you know, when the last time have you had a report of your, you know, whether you are a carrier of anything. Some of them come. It has to be like that sometimes because everything is scarce. It's getting scandalous within the sex pool.
Ooh, she says, but did you say scandalous?
Scandalous in the sex pool.
She says scandalous. Now, that's some deep stuff. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you all the number. So if you feel like calling in and joining in on the conversation, feel free to do it. We right here. We going to make it do what it do. We don't tell everything, but we do talk about everything. I'm just putting it out there. So the number to dial is 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into that caller queue. That number again is 805-727-7101. 01 and press 1 to get into the caller queue. Now, if you don't want to, let's say, put your opinion out loudly, feel free to go to our website. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ladies tell all and jump into the chat room and express yourself, okay? That website again is www.blogtalkradio.com/ladies tell all. Jump on in the chat room and express yourself that way. Or feel free, if you're watching this broadcast book live, feel free to post your comments right up on this broadcast and I can respond back to you. Miss Jenna can respond back to you. So it's up to you. Okay? Broadcast is actually, we were broadcasting two different pages tonight. So from Cassie Gainey 2 page and from Miss Cassie, host of Ladies Tell All page. So feel free and do what you do. Now Miss Jenna, I don't know if anybody's bold enough to call in and jump on this subject because there's a lot of people with multiple partners. There's a whole bunch of folks out here with multiple partners.
We know that, but, you know, like I said, it's our opinion, and, you know, it's a lot of them that's out there, but some of them don't want to speak on it. They'll claim that they're true and faithful to one, but then you have some that are open about what they do.
Yeah. And I see, like, on some of these sites, you know, you look at the person's relationship status. And like I said, it's so rampant that social media sites have created, you know, a phrase, open relationship. So you have people who are in open relationships and they think it's cool. You know, they want to mess with you, and then I can mess with it. And see, everybody don't roll that way. I don't roll that way. I'm not into multiple partners. I don't have time for it. But some people like to be like, I like to try different flavors. Or I like to see, different flavors can get you AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, pregnant and don't know who the daddy is because you done been to bed with too many folks. Can get you killed, can get you beat down. You know, why do it? And then you got all these spirits in your body because you don't slept with Jack, Bobby, Robert, David. It's the mother folks. You, and maybe, and look, and maybe Erica and Annette, because y'all know folks go that way now, okay? That ain't for me. But if that's what you do, do you. People would say, what's wrong with having multiple partners? That, I mean, now, we can go into, a, you know, there's a lot of things wrong with it, but people are doing it. Does it make it right? Is having multiple partners dangerous? I don't know. Miss Jenny, do you think having multiple partners dangerous?
I mean, in some instances, it can be, Miss Cassie. It depends on how your arrangement is. Say, for instance, due to some religions, they are allowed to have like multiple wives. They're like, it all depends on the circumstances. Let's put it like that. Many of them will say, you know, try to use it as an excuse to say, okay, well, I'm, you know, I plan on, you know, marrying this one and marrying this one, but don't use it as a religional thing if you're not, you know, really practicing that religion. But going, you know, on a reality basis, people just sleeping randomly, that right there is not cutting it.
You know what? That's not really
cutting it, because it's kind of like Steve Harvey stated in his book, you know, going with the 90-day rule. A lot of guys out here feeling like they got to wait 90 days, so why not go with one other person? Why are they having to wait for another one?
Exactly.
But if you really care about this person, or you really want to get to know them, you'll wait that extended amount of time and not have to worry about if this one's not going to do this, or whether they're going to do this, or because you're not getting this at this particular time, that you want to jump to someone else.
Exactly.
A relationship
exactly.
is about 50-50, about give and take, and you know, like I said again, to each his own. You know, I'm not here to judge anybody about, you know, their relationship and how they like to carry it, because we know that there are many people out here that like to swing that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not judging you about them. We're just asking a particular question. You know, do you find it wrong? I mean, me personally, I don't care for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of things wrong with being in a multiple relationship, or should I say, or having sex with multiple people, because you are subject to catching things that, you know, you probably would have not caught if you wasn't sleeping around. It's basically you're cheating, you're sleeping around with people. That's basically what it is. That's the bottom line. And you can catch all kinds of things. You can get pregnant. It's like you have a lot of these women now that you see on TV that come to these court shows, and they're looking for the father. You know, Maury, you know, he's going to stay in business until he gets ready to retire, because you're going to always have some females who are going to sleep around with so many guys that they don't know who that baby father is or those children's father is. And that's not how that's supposed to roll. You know,
Miss Cassie, I feel you. Like you said, more is gonna stay in business, because there's gonna always be somebody wanting to find out who their the father of their child is, and you wouldn't have to go to Maury if you know exactly who you were sleeping with, when you were sleeping with, if you weren't having multiple partners. And especially, but and then two, you want to have multiple partners, but let's you got to protect yourself.
Yeah, you do. And I think
you have to protect yourself, and a lot of people, a lot of them don't protect, don't use protection.
I think it's so big, because not only is you worrying about protection from getting a transmitted sexual disease, but you also got to deal with the emotional mindset. Because somewhere around there, and if you think about it, I've seen these little swinging couples where they go, you know, they go to these little places and stuff, and then they start liking one person in particular, okay? And then the person that you came there with that's doing the same thing you're doing gets mad at you because now they're getting jealous. So you got people's feelings, you got their psychological mind stuff going on, and you got to worry about if you're going to catch stuff or pop up pregnant from somebody or get beat down by somebody's wife or somebody's man. You know, you got some stuff to worry about. And it makes no sense. To me, technically, it's just a whole bunch of cheating. You just pretty much gain, you know, for real, you just hoeing around. That's all it is. When you got multiple partners that you're sleeping with, you're just hoeing around. I don't care if you're a female or a male, you're hoeing around. That's what it is. It is just that simple. You are actually hoeing around. Why are you doing it? That's a lot. And then what if you find somebody that you like? And that person sees your lifestyle and be like, I don't think I'm going to deal with that person because I can't trust that person. They sleep around too much. Because I know for me, if I run up on a guy and I like him and all that, but if I know that's what you do, I don't want you. That's a turn up. For me, Ms. Dillard, she didn't roll it like that, but for me, that's a turn off. That means you can't be about me. If you out here sleeping with Betty Sue and Betty Boo, you can't be about me. I don't even want you around me. Just stay away from me. I don't have time to deal with you when you sleeping with Boo Boo on Tuesday and Boo Boo on Thursday. I ain't got time for you. Stay over there and deal with them. I don't want you. I just pride myself a little bit better than that, so therefore I don't even want to be bothered. But a lot of people today, they do it. And some of them don't have no feelings with it. I guess they say, what's love got to do with it? I'm just out here having fun. But see, when you're having fun, that stuff catch up with you when you get older. You wind up with something you didn't even know that was simulating in your body. It was just sitting here in dormant stage. All of a sudden now, here you is 40 years old, you find out you got AIDS. Now you can't figure out how you got it. But you can't figure out how you got it because you don't sleep with too many people. That's a health hazard. That's a health hazard. So I don't know how y'all feel about that. Tell me. Tell us how you feel about that. Because it's a little, I'm telling you, that's some rough stuff when you're dealing with things like that. I'm not saying, now there will be people that say, ain't nothing wrong with sleeping around because ain't nothing wrong with having multiple partners because if you with this person, then you can go here. There's some of y'all may think it's okay. Technically speaking, yeah, it's been done since time, but is it really okay? Nah. I would say it ain't okay, and it's not cool. Because you're dealing with a whole lot of factors and a whole lot of things going on. And frankly, I would not want to be in a relationship with a person that sleeps around, like that has multiple partners. Mm-mm. Nah. Won't be that. Nah. We can't go that route. But I don't know others that do. So if that's what y'all want to do, do it. You know. Like I said, feel free to call into the show. The number to dial is 805 727-7101 and press that 1 to get into the caller queue. And let us hear what you got to say. Let us hear. Ms. Jenna, I don't think we got anybody. They just sit back and listen.
That's basically what it is. They just listen, and this is, I know it's a doozy, but you see too many on social media, everybody's voice, complaining about their particular relationship, and many times it is because of infidelity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now let's take for instance how everybody's scrutinizing Beyonce's new hit Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And how she's discussing the things that happened, the infidelity with which occurred in her marriage.
Exactly.
But, you know, they're saying, okay, that's a plot, you know, to make her record sales. But nobody's going to sit there and pretend like they're going through problems because they don't want to bring that on themselves. Because that's kind of like the second incident. But if she is that, you know, that's her business. But I'm just pointing this out. You know, it's a job trying to be dealing
exactly.
with multiple people and stuff like that. And plus, you know, feelings are, you know, you got to consider somebody else's feelings.
Yeah, because people may, you know, for a minute, they might be in it, I don't care, we just having great sex, fun sex. But then all of a sudden, after a couple of times, you might start having feelings for that person. And then what? And then you have the straight guys who sometimes mess with the bisexual female, okay? And truth be told, I'm just going to put it up there for y'all guys. If you're not really freaky, you just a little bit freaky, then you ain't going to be able to keep that bisexual female because she ain't going to stay there with you because she needs a little bit more. And there are some guys who are like that because they figure, oh, you know, but see, what the downfall for you all is when you out here trying to see with a bisexual, that means you ain't too good in the all heterosexual department. That means something wrong. Okay? But she ain't going to be able to keep that bisexual woman because she'd be like, I can go get this better. I don't know what to tell y'all. Like I said, for me, that ain't for me. I don't have time. Just a waste of my time. If you have multiple partners, then that's a waste of my time. I'm just going to let you be you. Because I won't be able to trust you. And it doesn't have anything to do with whether I feel inadequate to please you. Because it won't have anything to do about it. Do with that. What it will basically have to do with anything is that you can't be trusted and you sleep around too much and you might pass something off on me. I don't need the heebie-jeebies on me, okay? So, no, that's just not for me. But for others, people go to clubs, they hang out, they meet up guys, meet up with a couple of girls, and they got both the girls in the bed with them, all this kind of stuff. I don't share. Ain't got time. Ain't got, because y'all don't stay up that long. I don't give a damn how good you is. You don't stay up that damn long. So I'm not sharing. Sorry. That's just Ms. Cassie. I'm not sharing. Sorry. I don't need no help from the other female either. So it ain't going to be all that. But I don't do all that. So it is what it is. It's not something new. It's just been happening. It's been here since time. You know, like I said, what's wrong with having multiple partners? Well, there's a lot of things wrong. I don't know. Y'all call in and give us your opinion. State your opinion. Let me hear your voice. Then again, maybe some of y'all are too scared to call in because some of y'all are right in that situation right now. Yeah, I said it. Some of y'all are in that situation right now. And you may be with somebody who they're thinking, this is just my man and he only loves me. But technically speaking, you're not only acting like you're her man, but you got two or three other ones on the side somewhere. that's not cool. Because all that catches up with you. And the same way with the women, I ain't going to leave y'all out. Y'all know how y'all do. I'm single. I'm gonna take. He takes me out to get something to eat, and then I got another one that takes me here. I got another one that takes me shopping. I'll be honest with you. A good man ain't got time for you playing with him. Because what goes around comes around. It will come back to bite you in your ass. So if I was a female, I would not be like that, because he's going to look at you as a slut. He's not going to have no value. After he figures out what you're doing, he ain't going to want to have nothing to do with you. You know? And that's not a good thing. And if you give a man something, like a crab or something like that, I've heard of some crazy stuff. You know, can I actually say this person's name? No, legit, I'm not going to put their name out there. But
no, no name problem.
But a friend of mine was, let me put it this way, a friend of mine was messing with this guy. And before they got together, he was dealing with this older lady. And I don't know if he really wanted to be in a relationship with the woman or not, don't really know. But he wasn't really that interested in it, but they have had sex a couple times. And so by the time he got with my girlfriend, he did tell her that something wasn't right. And so he was going to the doctor to figure out what was going on. Well, to come to find out, he had crabs. And he was the type of guy, he didn't sleep around. So it wasn't like he was messing with this woman and then decided to mess with my friend. He had broken off with her, but he's like, this is not what I want. But in the process, he found out he had crabs, and he couldn't have got it from nowhere else but that older woman. So he did tell my girlfriend. He said, I need to go to the doctor. And his diagnosis was crabs. He came back. By this time, they had actually slept together. So she was sort of like furious, and she was like, oh, no, I'm going to the doctor. Now, fortunately, she did not have it. She didn't have it. But the doctor did give her some, Ms. Dillon, they gave her some meds and stuff like that, whatever they give you for it, to, you know, to make sure. And he was like, I can't sleep with you until this is cleared up. So that felt like a different incident, because it was like he broke it off with that person before he started. But when you start talking about multiple partners, if you're in a relationship with multiple people, you ain't going to know where them crabs came from. Because you don't know who they're sleeping with. If you're dealing with multiple people, guess what? Those multiple people are dealing with multiple people themselves. So you ain't going to know where the crabs came from. That's nasty, Miss John. That's nasty. And trifling. Who wants crabs? Have y'all seen what a crab looks like? Under a microscope? Have y'all seen them?
Google it. You know you can Google all that, and that looks really disgusting.
Yes. To think about that in your growing area. No.
That's disgusting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, thank God my girlfriend didn't have it. And thank God she did go to the doctor, and they did give her some, just in case, that she had already slept with the dude. But the thing is, I'm glad he was mad enough to say, I couldn't have got it from nowhere else, but from this woman, but he was mad enough to let her know and to try to rectify the situation, okay? And he found out and got the mess. He was like, I can't do nothing with you until this is straightened out. So, you know, that you can respect. But you think a multiple partner going to tell you that? Well, they're going to disappear. No, they ain't going to tell you that. They're going to disappear and find somebody else, because you got multiple partners that have stuff, and they know they got it, and they keep spreading it like chlamydia. I don't know what to say. Why are you having multiple sex partners? What's the fun in it? is it because, Miss Jen, I just want, I think my mind frame was like this when I was younger. You know, when I was like 20 in my 20s, my mind was like this then. I'm just a one chick guy kind of girl. Okay. I don't want to be mom. That's too much drama. I will be mad. You take Miss Jen. Now, here's the thing. I shouldn't be mad. But if I'm out here sleeping with three or four guys and I pop up with AIDS, you know, I'm going to be mad as hell. Because I'm like, okay, there ain't no cure for AIDS. There ain't no cure for HIV. And who wants to take that type of medicine for the rest of your life, knowing that you are probably going to die from it anyway? Something else going to take you out. I'm going to be mad as hell. But here's the thing. What right would I have to be mad at some guy when I put myself in that that situation to be doing that? I shouldn't have been sitting around with Tom, Dick, and Harry and David. I shouldn't have been doing that. I can't get mad. But what I can do is, once it happens, you can clear up chlamydia. You can clear up gonorrhea if you catch it. You can clear up syphilis. You don't clear that stuff up, y'all know that can kill you, in case you just didn't know. It can sterilize you, in case you didn't know. You better go do your work. You better go do your due diligence and study. Okay? If that happens to you and you know you've been with multiple partners, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, smell the hot coffee, and get your life together and do something different. Okay? Seriously. That's not a joke. Uh-uh. Not cool. I just, Miss Jenna, to me, I think it's trifling. But like I said, that's my opinion, because a lot of people who have multiple partners, they're going to tell you something different. They're going to tell you, well, it's a way to find new people. There's a way to discover new people. Shut up. Don't even play that game with me. Okay? The only difference is everybody got, you either black or white. So guess what? Your penis is either brown, light skin, or white. You know what I'm saying? But JJ is a JJ. What's the difference? Maybe somebody did a little bit more so they can do a little bit more tricks in the bedroom. Maybe some of y'all don't watch enough, do some of that stuff on your man, and your man can do some of that stuff on you. Okay. But is it worth sleeping around with Susan today, then go sleep around with Betty tomorrow and Jennifer on Monday? Is it worth it? Now you catch something, now you're trying to figure out why you burn it. Now you want to cuss all three females out. What? You can't do that. For what? You put yourself in that situation, and not to mention, females are very emotional creatures. So guess what? If she starts liking you, or liking another guy, since y'all are in a, you know, y'all are partners, some of y'all tend to get mad. I've heard some horror stories from people who do that swing thing. I've heard some real horror stories. Ain't cool. If you can't hang with the swingers, don't do it. Because I would think you would need not to have no feelings to be a swinger. Wasn't there somebody we knew, Miss Jenna, that was a swinger, or so they say?
Yeah, we did, Miss Cassie. So I don't know. I don't know how that really turned out, or how it really worked out, or anything like that. But again, when it comes to those particular types of activities, I hope they are again being safe. You know, again, when you remember how they used to have, how back in Woodstock, but everybody was high, and they can't say that was a big orgy then too. So I don't care what you say, that was a big orgy back then too, because everybody was high and everything like that. Yeah. So, but you don't hear as much things about, you didn't hear as much about STDs and things like that.
Right.
Back then. But now, it's like the rate, it's like ridiculous. Even if you've seen, even if you've seen it where, you know, they having parties at the Playboy Mansion, and so this one was with these two and having multiple whatever they were doing, you didn't hear about them being so, being the transmission rate of, you know, STDs being so high. I'm just, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy. And the thing is, like, you know, let me just give you a perfect example. Vivid is like the largest porn corporation in the world, okay? And so they're going to make you test to make sure you're clean. And, yeah, you think it's porn, so we know they nasty. Yeah, they're doing porn stuff. But they have to get tested for AIDS, for all different types of stuff. They just can't come up in there. But then you have the little off-site, the ones who ain't at that level that Vivid is. Matter of fact, I think at one point we had somebody on the show who I don't really call that person a real porn star because she's not. And I think just the quality of some of the videos I've seen, it's more like a buckshot porn.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And it was really trifling. No disrespect. But it was very, very trifling. If you're going to be a porn queen, I'm going to be on a set that has a lavish bedroom. You know how they do them. You know how they do them, Miss Jenna. Playboy and all. You know how they do them. They got the luxury stuff. That's where I'm going to be and be fabulous. I'm not going to be in some rundown room, paint coming off the walls, and ain't no bed in there. The mattress is on the floor, and you catch something going in the room. You ain't got to have sex with nobody. You catch something going in the room. No. Catch something in the atmosphere. That's not how that goes. But there's a lot of things that can happen when you are in a multiple situation with people. You are going to catch some things. You are going to deal with emotional and psychological things. And it's crazy because it has been said that once a person has had dealt with multiple partners, everything is going good at first. Then one of those start having feelings for somebody and want that person to themselves and can't do it because that person, their mindset is like, no, this is, you know, I'm not here to be in love with anybody. I'm here to get my sex on. I'm here to sex you up. You just a fuck buddy. Follow the rules of the agreement. In case y'all didn't know, they do have fuck buddy agreements and contracts online, downloaded. Trust me. You'd be surprised that people actually fill out those things, sign it. This is what we do. If you had to be in a fuck buddy relationship with somebody, there's something wrong. Okay? And we do have it where, well, that's my friend, but you don't cross that line with them. So they're not really your friend no more, but it's just somebody you want to sleep with to get your rocks off. Is it worth it? Let me ask you a question, Miss Jenna. Having toys, now we're going to speak in terms of females, because men have toys too. They're just not talked about, but men have toys too. Would you say if a woman is using her bullet versus to going out speaking with a man while her man is away, do you consider that cheating? Oh, she got quiet on that one. I think Miss Jenna got quiet on that one. She might have to think about that one. But it has been said, and I heard this the other day, that a woman using toys and her man is not there, it is considered a form of cheating. Who is she cheating with? That's who I would like to know. Who is she cheating with? Is she only taking care of, she's pleasuring herself? The good thing about it is that she's not doing it with a whole bunch of partners, so she ain't going to be catching nothing. She ain't going to be giving her man anything. Okay. But for other people who are in multiple situations with different people, you're going to catch something. Something's going to happen. But for me, I don't think a woman using a bullet or a toy to pleasure herself when her man is not there, I don't consider that cheating. Because, like I said, who is she cheating with?
Somebody said that if she so in some perception of some people, mad when a woman uses a toy to satisfy herself, they consider that cheating?
Yeah, that's what was said. And I thought, okay, I don't know where this person came from, but that's not a, to me, I don't see it's a form of cheating because who the hell is she cheating with?
I'm trying to understand that factor too, how they could see that as a form of cheating, because basically she's pleasuring herself.
Mm-hmm. If I was a man and I was away from a woman,
so
I'd rather do that than for her to be out here cheating.
Exactly. So, you know, and their logical thinking is that the woman is satisfying herself and the man is not able to fulfill that. Is that what they consider
exactly.
cheating?
Yeah. It was a guy that actually said it. And I thought, okay, just drop the mic because this fool done lost his mind. Okay, where is she cheating at? And I said, so is she cheating with herself or is she cheating on the man? He said, she's cheating on the man. I said, how? Because she's not doing it with nobody. She's doing it to herself. How is that cheating? How is masturbating cheating? Now, granted, yes, Bible-wise, masturbation is a sin. Okay. But she ain't cheating with no. Who's cheating with though? Come at it. Unless you want to say a little bullet that got a little battery in it. If I was a man and I was waiting for my woman, I'd rather for her to be doing it with that bullet than for her to be, you know, out with somebody and wind up in bed with them. But that's just me, okay? Every man don't like having multiple partners. Every woman don't like having multiple partners. So we go back again. What's wrong with having multiple partners? Y'all already know this. There's too many factors. It's cheating. You catch things. You catch diseases. You can be pregnant and not know who the person is. There's all kinds of things. He could be a married man or she could be a married woman. And if they stop to find out, guess what? You are subject to getting your ass kicked or killed. Or that person, you know, ended up in a divorce, getting thrown out the house. Now you ain't got no way to live. Now all these multiple people you've been sleeping with won't even take you in. I had a girlfriend like that. She was sleeping around with these guys, multiple guys. One of them had to be a cop. And he would want her to come all the way out to Bowie, Maryland, hang out with him and all this good stuff. And all of a sudden, one day, she had a toothache. And I mean, we know what the toothache feel like. And she didn't really have insurance to go get that taken care of. I think it would have cost like $65 or whatever. So I said to her, well, you got one guy you messing with as a cop and got a nice house. I said, you can't get no money from him? And when I said, you sleep around with so many guys, you mean tell me not one of them can help you out? That's how it rolls. If I'm going to be sleeping around somebody, when I ask for something, I expect to get it, okay? If you're going to do that, at least get some benefits. If you're going to sleep around with multiple people, get some benefits. And I don't mean sexually benefits either. Like, if you need some money, you need a ride somewhere, something. If they can pick up their phone and call you and say, hey, let's meet to have sex, you should be able to pick up that phone and call them and say, look, I'm, you know, I'm not feeling well. Can you take me to the hospital or something? Okay? Get some benefits out of it. If you're going to do this, get some benefits out of it. The best thing is just don't do it. Don't do it. Then you ain't got to worry about the health problem. Then you ain't got to worry about the baby that don't know who the father is. You ain't got to worry about all that crazy crap. But I know people going to do it because they've been doing it since time. Even back in Caesar days, okay? Everybody was doing something. They were doing all kinds of stuff back in Caesar day, okay? So, I don't know. What is really wrong with having sex, too many sex partners? I just want to know. Is it a good thing? Like I said, y'all sitting out there listening, lines is bloating and lit up. And y'all just sitting back listening because y'all know some of y'all are in that situation right now. Right now. Some of y'all are in that situation right now. Hey, Miss Tia Sims, I see you, girl. Some of y'all are in that situation right now. If I was you, I'd get out of that situation. I'd get out of that situation if I was you. I wouldn't stay in it. We all know somebody that got multiple partners. Miss Jen, I know you know some folks.
Miss Cassie, you know it's quite a few of them out there. Quite a few of them. I mean, it's just strange how, you know, with the century that has gone past, the new generation, the generation
right.
that we live in, they find that, a lot of them find that fascinating.
But what's so fascinating about it? I mean, what? If you can have one woman over here, one over there, what's so fat? Just y'all can't stay up that long. That's why I wouldn't share. I ain't with all that sharing stuff. Y'all don't stay up that long. I don't care how good you is. You don't stay up that like that. So, what's the big idea? What's the benefit behind? Let me say it like this. We are not back in Jesus Christ days where, you know, like Moses, you know, Moses had a lot of wives. Okay. Well, we ain't here. We ain't doing that. Okay?
I mean, you're right. We're not back in those days and where, you know, you walk on such and such or whatever and things, you know, work turn out right.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of crazy, and it's the way that you know the world has evolved. I'm not going to say change; it's evolving.
Right.
The way things are evolving, as far as you know, the way that people prefer to you know to deal with their relationships. Relationships have become very open. You know,
mm-hmm.
instead of keeping things very private and you discussing things, you want to put it on social media, and everybody knows about your relationship. Then when somebody comments on what's going on with what you're particularly doing, you get mad, but you put it out here for everybody to see. So you must want
exactly.
to have the comment.
And you can always tell on social media when a female is mad at a man. That one of my friends, she on social media, smart lady. I mean smart. But I can tell when that brother don't, I have not met him yet, but I can tell when he don't piss her off. Because she putting something. She always says, my day is bad or it's something, you know, something going on. So you always know. So sometimes it's not good to do that. Because you can have multiple partners right here on social media. Y'all meet up and do you. Then somebody, and then nobody knows nobody. Not cool, y'all. It's not for us, for me. I would say it's not cool. So if you're dealing with multiple partners, I would say get some advice. Let's stop doing it. The you know, messing with Tom, Jack, Mo, all these, and then being a side chick. No. Ain't nothing cute about being a side chick. You ain't get what benefits are you getting? You can't spend holidays with you. He is split between wife and kids and then you. But, you know, some people like it. You know, that to me, that tells me you don't value yourself. When you allow certain things to happen, you don't value yourself. Why are you messing with a married man and then multiple other people? Why? Do you not feel as though that you are worthy enough to have someone that's just going to be about you? Because if that's the case and you're thinking that way, something wrong. Something really is wrong. So you got to do better. All these multiple partners for what? If you want to date multiple people, leave that person alone, then go to the next person. If that's what you want to do, do that. But don't be dating Bob Monday night and date John Tuesday night, then hang out with Terrell on Wednesday night and David on Thursday and Jonathan on Friday and Bobby on Saturday and Toby on Sunday. Okay? Because you're bound to, you know what you bound, somebody's bound to find out. Some guy knows somebody. I've had a girlfriend, I had to tell her, you know what? You just told me that these two dudes know each other. And the dudes you messing with sort of know something ain't right, something going on. Because the other guy he have no problem for letting you, let your man know that he trying to get with you. And you stupid enough to go hang with it. Don't do it, y'all. Don't do it.
They keep saying the hoes ain't loyal. Ain't nobody loyal.
That who? Uh-huh.
Is that what?
Ain't that what Chris Brown say? The hoes ain't loyal?
Exactly.
Huh. No. They ain't even had that solo to rock. I'm supposed to go like that? Y'all should know better. But I'm just saying, you know, we have a huge divorce rate. And it's because of multiple things. Sometimes it is because, you know, somebody, one of your spouse is messing around with multiple people. Not good. I don't even know what y'all are getting out of it. That's my thing. I don't know what y'all getting out of it. And like I said, we got people right now tuned into this show. All over the world. Now, in some parts of the world, that's okay to have multiple partners because that's the way of life and that's their culture. But here in the U.S., we don't want to be doing that crap because that shit ain't right. It caused so many issues. Like I said, for me, that multiple stuff, no, you stay over there. I don't care how good you look. I don't care how much money you got. But if you roll up on me and I know you're dealing with multiple people, stay your ass away. Ain't got time. That's drama. I don't need it. And I don't do that sharing stuff either. So I don't need it. And I got enough common sense and I have enough love of myself to want better. You know, to know that whoever I'm with, you need to treat me like a queen. Not treat me like one of his Karens in his pack. Nah. They ain't how that's going to roll. But we got people like that, and, you know, we're talking about it on the show, but we know people are going to continue to do it. Until they wake up and find out this is not the right thing to do, people are going to do it. And I hope that you wake up before it's a train wreck, because a lot of them end in train wrecks. Not cool. A lot of them end in train wrecks. I don't know what to tell you, folks. It's most definitely a topic.
If it's going to be lonely, now I ain't even going to say it's going to be lonely. The topic is going to be lonely at the bottom because ain't nobody going to be at the bottom or on the top. Cause you
girls
going
to be lonely at the top and the bottom and everything in between. You know?
It's, just about, it's all about respecting, you know, respecting the relationship and, you know, making sure that you're, that you ready to be committed to just one person, because this multiple partner thing is just getting out of hand, because, you know, the HIV epidemic is spreading fast everywhere.
Oh, yes. It is spreading. It is spreading big time. It is really spreading big time. And you got young people who are coming down with chlamydia. Okay.
That can get. I mean, that was one of the newer STDs that came out with back in the 70s, 80s. But that was kind of like before HIV really hit hard. So when you talked about that, that was like you heard somebody getting that. That was kind of dangerous then. That was on a high ranking danger zone.
Yeah. Exactly. Excuse me, but there's just certain things, like if you don't know that you have caught syphilis from somebody, you know, if the longer it sets in your body, you can die from it, or you can become sterilized, because syphilis is different from gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is going to have you burning, so you know you have to get up out of there and go. But syphilis don't have you burning. Folks, all this multiple stuff, it ain't cool. But if that's what you like doing, you suffer the consequences. You can't get mad at nobody. Somebody give you HIV, you can't get mad. For what? You put yourself out there. You put your life on the line. Every time you deal with multiple partners, when it comes down to being in the bedroom, when you deal with multiple partners, ain't nobody went and took no test, no nothing. Y'all just had this big old order. And now, a week later, you burn it. Now you're trying to figure out how that happened. You can't even complain about it. For what? What would you be complaining about? Nothing. You put yourself in that situation. And if you're going to be sexually active, you need to have some common sense. Common sense. They got all different types of condoms these days. Sure you don't want to use one? A good one. Say sex. Common sense, because, and even with this here, Miss Young, this is not about say sex, but you got your mental psyche. You having multiple partners can mess your mental psyche up and have you speaking stupid. I have been around some females who sleep around this person, this person, this person, and then a question is asked in a mature setting, and they say some old stupid stuff. Like, perfect example. Well, if he's a bad guy, I mean, I love him, I don't want him to leave. Okay, hold up. This fool is treating you like crap. But because you've been sleeping around, and now you get with some guy, you think you're supposed to stay with him and take the abuse. Wake up, folks. This ain't something you need to be doing. So, you know, we're going to have people that's going to continue to do it. It's been done since time. It was here before Christ. Okay? So it ain't like it. You know, it's been here. The thing is that you don't have to indulge in it. But we know we're going to have people that's going to continue to do it. So here's my thing. When are you going to wake up? Are you going to wake up when the train crashes? And after that train crashes a little bit too late, because by then you could be hit with a deadly disease that we don't have a cure for yet. But you got to take a lot of medicine to keep yourself here or to keep from being sick. But ultimately, you're still going to die from it. And you may not be rich like Magic Johnson, so you can take the really expensive stuff. Okay? Or are you going to be here, or are you going to run into a train wreck where you just barely made it? Well, this time you caught gonorrhea and they gave you a shot. Did you wake up after you got the shot and got cured from it? Or did you get the shot, rest for about 2 weeks, and go right back and do the same thing? That's going to be your choice. Having multiple sex partners is a mess. And like I said, it's just not even about the physical thing. It's about that mental psyche. Because a lot of people are very insecure once they try to flip the script and go, let me just be with this one person. They're very, psyche is messed up. I don't know. I know what y'all going to do. I just know it ain't for me. It's not for me. It ain't about, oh, you can't hang up. No, I ain't got time for the bullshit. That's what I'm going to tell you. I ain't got time for the bullshit. You got multiple partners, you go right ahead. I'm going to give you, I'm going to clap and then tell you to go ahead. I ain't got time to be bothered because there's too many men out here for that crap. That's what I'm going to tell you. You know, this is how it rolls. Can't do that. I don't know, Miss Jenna. I see everybody sitting back and they're just chilling.
Yeah,
but we are going to do more discussions. We are going to do more discussions on this. Yeah, they're sitting back watching. And here's the thing. Y'all going to hit my inbox. Okay? I know it's coming. Y'all do it all the time when we talk about something serious because some of y'all are in this situation right now. So I'm going to wait and get all the questions. Get all the examples, all that stuff in my inbox. And I'll come back and answer you personally one by one. So, you know, it's not a biggie. But it would be good if you call in. You ain't even got to say your name. But we don't know. But now you're going to be in my inbox, I'm going to know.
It's not about knowing. It's all about just having to, we're communicating about a serious issue that's going on. That's basically
it. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So, you know, it is what it is, folks.
Because I had somebody just send me a message that the problem with having multiple partners, like we all what, like we've been discussing the whole time, STDs, and then you get in your feelings. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's feelings. We talked about that. It's feelings, yeah, because most women are, we're emotional creatures, and we... And a lot of times, you know, we put out there, she is a contract. If you just want to be sexual partners, but then
uh-huh.
when you get others involved in that, somebody gonna catch feelings.
Yes, they are. They're gonna catch feelings, and there's so much stuff done today. And I'm telling you, you know. People just doing some whack stuff. You know, a heterosexual man is messing around with a bisexual woman. For what? Because you would never, ever be able to please her. Never. Because they're not really, really into men, but, you're around. Let me sleep with you. Don't care about you. So why do it? I don't know. But like I said, so we're going to be bringing this topic back up, and we're going to be discussing it more. And we might even do an open panel about it. So get ready. Get your notes ready. Get your questions ready. Because Lady Salon is going to bring this back. And when we bring it, we're going to bring it back hard. So if you're in this situation, hopefully, we will have a solution to get yourself out because you're going to have to wean yourself out. You know when people are in multiple relationships with people, they have to wean themselves out of it because it's like it's addicting. It's addicting. You know it ain't good for you, but you can't get out of it. It's addicting. Just like eating food. Like if you don't know, you're just eating food because you're emotionally upset. You ain't really hungry, but you're just eating. That's a food addiction. You addicted. Not good. So we will definitely will be bringing this subject back, that's for sure. But we do appreciate everybody for lighting up our lives tonight, that's for sure, so we know you're listening. But I'm going to wait for those messages in my inbox. So I will be responding back to you personally on that. So, but yeah, it is what it is. It's been here since time. It is what it is. That's all I can say about that. Thing is, what are you going to do to get yourself out of the situation and move to another level and understand that you are more deserving than to be in multiple sexual relationships with people? What is it going to take for you to understand you're better than that? That your body is your temple and it's not something for everybody to lay up in. Okay? All those spirits in your body. You can't get what God is getting ready to give you if you got all those spirits in your body. Don't work like that. I'm just saying, just put it out there. But we, like I said, we're going to be bringing this topic back. That's for sure. That's for sure. Anyway, folks, we get ready to roll out. But next Monday, spring is here. Summer is on its way. And people need to start getting ready to work out and change your eating habits and come out the cocoon from being snowed in all, you know, all winter long. It's time to get in shape, get healthy, get, you know, drink plenty of water and all that wonderful stuff. Well, my friend, Candace Camille, will be coming on Ladies Tell All. Okay? So I think I'm freezing up here a little bit. She will be coming Tell All Show on Monday at 8:30. She is a wellologist, so Candace Camille will be up in the house. And we just going to have a good time. And she's going to talk to us about some health tips. She also got some amazing, amazing smoothie recipes. So I'm hoping she's going to talk about that. She also is the author, or should I say creator, of the Plate Talk Nation page on Facebook. So every day she does a video where she does her plank for about a minute, and then she's doing the 22 kilo push-up, and she's doing the look-up as well for the children. And I started, and then I ran into a bladder and kidney infection. So the doctor said, back up. So I will be back. Hopefully I will be back doing it tomorrow, but he said if I do it, I have to be on the stability ball and then work my way back to where I was at. So, but she will be in the house on Monday at 8:30. So if you all got questions for the wellologist, make sure you come on in, pick up the phone, call in, get your questions answered. The woman is awesome. So anything that you need to know about wellness, about health, whether it's mentally, body, about food, exercise, whatever, Candace Camille got you on lockdown on that. She can tell you some things. So she will be in the house with us on Monday at 8:30, so look out for that. The announcement will probably kick out on Saturday. You all see that. And we're just going to make it do what it do. But with that being said, Miss Jenna, I know you got some awesome, awesome encouraging words because, you know, the weekend is coming. So I know you got something to tell us. So what's up?
Yeah, you know, the weekend is here. So it is Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not even
gonna She's sipping on gin and juice.
I'm not even going to mess our head up like that. But, you know, hopefully everybody have a wonderful weekend with it up and coming. We're here. We made it. You made it through another week without any real hassle. So just say you're blessed because every day you got up with a breath in your body. But use your voice for kindness. Use your ears for compassion, your hands for charity, your mind for truth, and your heart for love. Because all of this foolishness that's going on right now, we got to find the means to an end. We got to end it. you're going to be in a serious relationship, you got to rethink though. You got to rethink your motive. If you're going to be by yourself, you got to think, you know, think those possibilities also. And then whoever said that by using a vibrator or a bullet or whatever was cheating on your man, I think you got to rethink that. I don't know what the hell. I'm still kind of thrown with that one, but anyway.
See, y'all heard Miss Genesis. She's still kind of strong with that one. But, hey, you know what? Relationships are relationships, and they are what you make them. The bottom line is that if you don't value yourself from the inside out and have some type of meaning of what an understanding of what love is really supposed to be about, then you're going to have some issues in a relationship. It's going to be hard to get in one. You're going to run up and get the wrong people in your life, and that's not what you want to do. You never should rush into a relationship. You never should rush out of a relationship. Unless it's an abusive relationship, I will say get the hell out quick, okay? But value yourself first. That's the first thing. Value yourself, embrace yourself, love yourself from the inside out. Because if you don't love yourself and you don't trust yourself and you're not honest with yourself, then there's no way in this world that you're going to be able to pursue that in your life with anybody else. So you got to take care of you first, okay? You got to take care of you first. Take care of your spirit, your mind, your body, and your soul. You got to take care of that first. Because once you do that, then give yourself time to blossom. When you blossom and you're around positive energy, positive people, you're going to attract positive people. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you attract negative people, but your positiveness is going to be so strong that the negative folks aren't even going to matter. They're either going to have to not be negative around you or have to get away from you. One or two. So, folks, make it do what it do. Have a fabulous weekend. Don't do nothing here, ain't got no business doing. I know here where I'm at, it's been raining all damn week.
we're joining in on the crowd because we have rain clouds here also. So we're joining in on that rain fest. But, you
it
know,
is
raining out.
Absolutely crazy.
Because that kind of makes for a good sleeping night. Minus the pain, it makes for a good sleeping evening.
Yeah, it does. I'm just saying, that's all. And then tomorrow we get more rain because they just said we're getting thunderstorms and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, okay. And, you know, when you have to go jump on a plane, you know, like most of which I've traveled in the rain, it ain't cool, okay? And it's cold. It's not really warm. It's a little cold. So, you know. But it is what it is. So y'all make sure you all have a fabulous week. Rest of the week, should I say. Have a fabulous weekend. Don't do nothing you ain't got no business doing. And make sure that you always, always love yourself first. Embrace who you are and own it. Walk in your own truth. Own it. Own who you are. Don't never let nobody tell you that you're not capable of doing this and that you can't do this on your own two feet on the things and causes that you stand for that are important to you in your life. And trust me, you will go far. You'll go really far if you do that. With that being said, this is your girl, Miss Cassie, and my partner in crime, Miss Jenna in the ATL. And, hey, we'll be back here again on Monday at 8:30 sharp with our special guest, Candace Camille, the wellologist. And with that being said, this is your girl, Miss Cassie, Miss Jenna, and we are out. Peace. Okay, she's supposed to say deuces. We don't know what she's doing.
I'm not going to come in here. baby.
Come in the booth, no hands.
Now normally I play the nice guy.
Yeah.
Tonight I'ma show the other side.
Yeah.
Want me to grab you by your neck? I can tell and make you wet. Ooh, girl, it ain't working unless you're sweating.
Let me tell you why I love you.
Baby, come in the booth, no hands.
Now normally I play the nice guy.
Yeah.
Tonight I'ma show the other side.
Yeah.
Want me to grab you by your neck? I can tell and make you wet. Ooh, girl, it ain't working unless you're sweating now. Arch your back, girl. Arch your back, girl. Meet me upstairs so I can beat it upstairs. Leave that teddy on, take them panties off. Like Trey say, I can't help but wait. Got that oven preheated. Trey invented sex, but he ain't teach you how to eat ya. On your back now, spread it out now. Oh!
Now, normally I don't do this, but I'm.
Which one of y'all?
I'm sorry, baby.
Which two of y'all? Which two of y'all going home with Usher when I get you to the crib? I'ma lay you out on the bed. Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? I love it up in the sky. Introduce you to the mile high. Girl, you gon' think, I'ma make you think, I'ma make you think I reinvented sex.
I'm just playing, to let you go, do it.
You gon' think I invented sex.